certified natural health practitioner, certified fitness instructor, and sister in Christ, Anne Marie Dalton, as we continue our discussion on how we can keep Christ at the center of our workouts, as well as giving you some juicy details on how you can maximize your workout as a busy mom. If you missed part one, just go back to the last episode, number 45, and catch the first part of our discussion there. All right, Mama, let's get started. Hey, Mama, welcome to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. Do you want to feel more connected to God despite the busyness of mom life? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals only to become frustrated when there aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done? And then you become paralyzed, and then the mom guilt sets in. Hey, I'm Kristen, and I'm an overstimulated mom of littles. I too felt exhausted and just physically, mentally, and emotionally drained from trying to get everything done. My emotions controlled my reactions, and I always felt like I was behind and just not enough. But by the grace of God, I found a little secret. I could manage my stress and how I reacted to my day with scripture and essential oils. In this podcast, you'll find scripture, quick and easy ways to use essential oils, and how you too can be confident and content as a Christian mom so that you will be able to glorify God regardless of your stress and circumstances. So grab that post-it note or whatever you can find, and let's dive in. Welcome back to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. I'm Kristen Christian, and I'm so happy that you're back with us today. Today we are going to feature part two of our interview with Sister in Christ, certified fitness instructor, and certified natural health practitioner Anne Marie Dalton. Last week we discussed a little about what the Bible says in regards to working out, and this week we're going to continue to discuss how we can keep Christ at the center of our workouts while also giving practical steps on how you can maximize your movement no matter the stage of motherhood. You mentioned before that it doesn't have to be anything really intense, that really it's just about moving the body. Could you talk to us a little bit more about what would be an effective workout, what you really need to make sure that you are maximizing, I guess, the time that you do, the intentional time that you plan?
Wow. If you would have asked me this question 3 years ago, I would have had a completely different answer. But God showed me through my husband getting that heart transplant that there are many ways to move the bodies and many ways, timetables of how to do it. So I used to think you had to put an hour in and it had to be heavy duty cardio. You're dropping before you leave the room, that type of thing. And then God showed me that that wasn't true. And actually he showed me that I was stressing my body more than I needed to. So I used to work hard like that, work out hard like that. And it was great. I mean, it worked for me for a time, but if we're already stressed, heavy workouts like that just cause more stress. It puts harder, more stress on the adrenals. And so then you start to get adrenal fatigue, and then anxiety comes in. And we're talking true anxiety because of a health illness, not because we're not trusting in the Lord. And there is a distinction.
Yeah.
And then if you're stressing the body too much, then you're not sleeping well, you're on edge. So you've got to find that balance. So it really depends, but I said, I guess optimally, 30 to 40 minutes a day would be great, 5 to 6 days a week. But if that doesn't work, then just move. So when Tom was in the hospital, obviously that didn't work. So I would take the stairs to go to the bathroom. I'd take 3 flights of stairs to go to the bathroom. I'd take 3 flights of stairs down. And in between, I'd do some jumping jacks. And then I'd go in and I'd do that in the room. And I would do that many times during the day while we were staying in the hospital waiting for the heart. So that was moving the body, right? And so you have to adapt to where you are in life. So maybe you're a mama that works and then she picks up her kids up at school. Maybe you're in a line, in a car line. I remember when I used to pick up my kids, you're in a car line and you sit there for 20, 30 minutes in that car line. Well, then if it's possible, get out of the car, do some laps, do some walking. You can do that. And then get back in the car when you know the line's going to move. You've already got your spot. Maybe you could get other moms enrolled and they'll walk with you. I don't know. Or if you're at a desk all day, then you set your timer. And every time you get up, I mean, every time the alarm goes off, you get up and you do some squats, or you go take stairs or go for a walk. It could be that simple. But optimally, you want to get your breathing optimally. Again, fit it in how you can. There's best to exercise some than not at all, 10 minutes, but heavy breathing, 20, 30 minutes. I don't, you know, where you have to breathe through the mouth,
Yeah.
that would be optimal. And then I am a firm believer of weightlifting, especially as we age, because it's not about, especially if we're following Christ, it's not about how beautiful we look, or even though it is nice to have a nice delt, you know, when you're wearing your t-shirt top, or, you know, you've got your six pack abs or whatever you've got going on. Those are really great, but that's worldly. So if we're exercising to glorify Christ, then we're just making sure the body functions properly. So I do a lot of squats because if I'm a young mom, I'm picking up babies. If I have dogs, I'm picking up dog food. If I'm putting stuff up, I'm putting something up heavy. So I'm functionally working those movements. And as I age, I'm really focusing on that now because I want to delay, if the Lord will allow, being in a walker if I have to be, or in a wheelchair. So if I constantly keep the squats, the lunges, lifting in check, then I hopefully will be able to age gracefully. So I incorporate my lifting most of the time with lower body movements, lunges, squats, those types of things, so that the heart rate stays elevated. But I'm doing things that would be a life functioning thing, if that makes sense. Picking up the salt that you put in your water softener.
Yes. Functional movements. Yes. That makes total sense. And I've had kind of that same transition, even in my own workouts too. I used to do the high intensity HIIT workouts all the time. And as I get older, it just wasn't practical for me to spend an hour and a half in the gym doing full body workouts, which is what I love to do. And then I would exhaust myself.
Yes.
And as I had kids, I realized, okay, I still have to be able to lift them when I'm done lifting, and I still have to be able to care for them and not be completely drained, which is how I used to love to work out. But in the last few years, the Lord has shown me, and even my husband, who does like to work out some in the gym, he said, Kristen, there's a difference between working out your body and training your body. And you really have to shift that focus to training your body to prepare it for the work that the Lord has laid before you.
That's well said.
So when we focus on moving our body to train it to lift our babies, to carry dog food, and I'm laughing because I try to mentally make that note, Kristen, lift the dog food as if you were squatting a weight so that you don't pull your
back. Yeah, amen. That's right. Yeah.
You know, like, and I've seen these little videos on the internet where they're like, and some of them are just little, like, I don't have a TikTok account, but they're on there and they're like, if we moved in our regular lives like we move at the gym, and it talked about like when you bend over, don't bend from your hips, squat like a squat at the gym to reach something on the lower cabinets, to lift the dog food, you know, whatever it might be. And I thought, oh, that makes sense. I should probably start doing that. And I've just noticed such a difference, and even in a short amount of time. So I have found that even if I just commit to 15 to 20 minutes, if that's all I have, but I commit to 15, 20 minutes of workout that gets my heart rate up, that is going to sustain me. And I have found that even when I go to walk my dogs or run my dogs, I have more stamina than I anticipate, because I don't anticipate having trained my body, you know, to go run a mile, but I fared pretty well. So if you're a busy mom, which I definitely am, and I know that you've been in that state too, and you only have that 15 to 20 minutes, would you recommend the lower body exercises, as you mentioned? Is that, I mean, obviously it's important to move your upper body too, but if you've only got 15 to 20 minutes, what kind of workouts do you think would be best to maximize that and to train your body for good works?
Well, let's say they're going to be able to do that 5 days a week. So I would do Monday, Wednesday, Friday, lower body squats, lunges. You can run in place, but I would incorporate my arms with it. So the squat, maybe I'm doing a press, or I'm doing a fly, or a tricep overhead, or, you know, a reverse curl for my back. So I'm incorporating them both. It really gets the heart rate up, and I'm keeping the upper body strong. And if somebody doesn't have, if they're new to it, they don't need weights. They're going to feel this. And then once they, oh, this is so easy, then they add some 5 pounds or 3 pounds, and then they just continue to do that. And then on the other days, I would just do cardio, you know, just to keep that heart pumping, because the heart is what's getting oxygen everywhere. So you do want to keep it healthy. But my brother's a cardiologist, and he said walking a mile versus running a mile for a heart patient is the same. So what that means is, yes. So are you performing to run a fast 5K? No, But did your heart get exercise? Yes. So it's all perspective. And I think it's truly, and I know, I'm not sure if this is off topic or not, but it's all a mind thing, because the world is going to say, you need to exercise longer. So I had to go through that because I taught for so long, right? And high intensity classes. And then it's like, okay, now because of Tom, God showed me other ways. It's like, okay, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Wow, that doesn't, you're just going to lose it. You're not going to stay firm. You're not doing what you need to do. That's the double. And it's like, wait a minute, I actually feel better. So, you know, you just have to keep doing that. Or you see somebody else post, oh, I just got my 6 miles of walking in today. And it's like, okay, well, that was great. That works for her. It doesn't work for me. But if you have a baby in a stroller, go for a nice long walk. You know, pump it out, get, you know, put your favorite music on and just go. If you have littles, then walk to the park if you can, or have them take their little bikes and roll around with you while you're walking. You don't have to do a power walk, just move. So there's just many ways to incorporate that, but just don't let the mind, don't let Satan get into that brain and tell you it's not enough.
Well, and I think you're spot on with the mental portion of it. And that's a lot of stress comes from fear and anxiety of worldly standards versus what God says, what the Bible says. And so how can we keep Christ at the center of our exercise and our fitness? Do you have any examples or maybe even some testimonies about healthy mindsets towards exercise versus unhealthy mindsets? And I know it sounds like you've kind of already touched on that a little bit, but.
Yeah. Well, I think that Colossians 3:1, which says it's about that part of scripture is about putting on the new self versus the old self. And it says, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. So again, it's putting it in perspective. If we're going to work out for the glory of God so that you can be the best Christian, fill in the blank, depending where you are in life, right? So best mama, best employee. Okay. So that's where you put it in perspective. Are you trying to look like some amazing model who's got a bunch of filters on there and then she's probably works 5-6 hours a day on that body versus, because I mean, there it doesn't just happen. And there's a lot of buffing and coloring and all that type of thing for those beautiful looking people. But that's not glorifying God necessarily. So if you keep your mind in the Bible, everywhere, it talks about the mind, Philippians 4:8, you know, it's thinking on mind. So if you keep it in perspective, when Satan starts to say you're not doing enough, then definitely discern, right? He calls, okay, am I doing enough? Could I have done more? And then if I have, I've done the best I can do today, then all glory to God and give it up to God and ask God to straighten your thought life on that. But that's where I would keep it in perspective, is asking that question. Did I move my body today to God's glory?
Yes.
Too much or not enough?
I did this years ago, but I made the conscious switch to change the music what I was listening to while I worked out, I was affecting that mindset so that even though some secular music beats are fun and interesting to work out to, the language behind them, the ideology behind them, really changed my focus on why I was working out versus working out for the glory of God. And so even just switching over to Christian music, and you could find nowadays Christian artists have plenty of upbeat, good tempo music that you can work out to, that you can really put in there. But that for me was one way that I tried to help that mindset too.
Oh, I was like, that's one of the great things when I taught at the church, is that the moms would bring their littles, right? So you had to definitely make sure that your music wasn't saying inappropriate, even if it was just shut up or stupid, right? You just don't want the littles to be hearing that. I'm just talking about cursing. So I could find, like you just said, amazing remakes of Christian music that they did to Tabata or to 158 beats per minute, whatever you want, you can find it. And it's usually free. So you can definitely find that Christian music to work out to if you want. So it is doable.
Yeah. Perfect. Yes. No, right on. In terms of the mindset, I completely agree with that. I think our mind is the primary battlefield for spiritual warfare, for sure.
For sure.
And body image definitely is something that is very prevalent in today's society for sure. So as we wrap up our time together, it has just been such a joy to be here with you. Do you have any tips or tricks, or maybe even your own personal hacks that you do to support your body either before, during, or after a workout that you want to share with our listeners?
Wow. It will really depend what your goals are, right? So if that mama is truly training for a triathlon or a 5K, there's maybe some things are in different perspectives. So it's really kind of, it's a very broad question. But if you're just talking about getting the body to move, to be glorifying to that, I say, find something you like. So if you love to run, run with a stroller or run, take your kids to the park and run. And then, or if it's walk or if it's calisthenics or if it's cycle, whatever it is, find something that will make you want to do it. If you hate doing it, you're not going to go do it. Okay. And find music that just lights you up. Now I have a Christian friend who she runs miles and miles, and she takes her scripture note cards and reads them, memorizes them while she's running. That is not me, but that motivates her. Me, I need some good music with a good beat, and then I'm gonna move my body. I can't help but move my body when I put that music on. So that to me would be the best advice. Something you enjoy and music that you like, and start moving. And when I had a little, he had colic. So I had no problem staying in shape because all he wanted to do was be bounced. So I would hold him, and I would bounce, and I would bounce, and he liked it when I did abs, so I would do abs. I don't know, the kid is crazy. He's still crazy. He's in his 30s and he's still crazy, but that's what I would do, you know, until he got out of the colic. So that's my best advice. But also eating healthy is very, very important. If you eat something and you're exhausted, you're not going to go work out. So you want to nourish the body with good food. You want to drink half your body weight in ounces of water a day. You want to be in the Word daily, because when you're being filled and you have that natural joy of eternal life, you're going to want to move. You're going to want to do things to His glory. Get some good rest. Surround yourself with good fellowship. That to me will set you up for success.
Ah, thank you so much, Anne Marie. And now Anne Marie does have her own business called Bountiful Healing. Anne Marie, if any of our listeners would want to reach out to you just to speak a little bit more in depth regarding digestion, optimal wellness, or even fitness, like we've talked about today, how can they connect with you?
They could send me an email at bountifulhealing@gmail.com.
All right. So if you are interested in connecting with Anne Marie, shoot her an email at bountifulhealing@gmail.com. I'll include that email in my show notes below.
What an incredible opportunity to be able to speak with Anne Marie and to get some of her wisdom with all of her background in health and wellness, and especially from the perspective of another sister in Christ. Mamas, I hope that this episode blessed you, and I look forward to walking with you more on your natural wellness journey towards managing stress naturally using scripture and essential oil. Until next time. Hey mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend if you haven't already? Be sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode. Also, if you haven't yet, please leave a quick written review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. It just really lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you. Remember, mama, if God has called you to be in this present circumstance, He will equip you to get through it. Until next time.